You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can advance the gospel of Jesus Christ across the world. Today, we have with us Pastor Tim Bumgardner. He's the pastor of Forest Free Will Baptist Church in Northport, Alabama. And Brother Tim, you've been there a day or two, haven't you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Matter of fact, just celebrated 20 years. And so,
Congratulations. That's just a wonderful feat. We should also point out you're one of our Rekindle coaches. You've been involved in the work there in Alabama and the National Association of Free Will Baptists. And we're just so glad you're going to be speaking to us on Sunday evening at the National Association in Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, sir. Excited about that.
Well, that's it's kind of a lot to digest and get prepared for to speak at the National. What have you been doing so far to get ready for that service that night, Brother Tim?
Well, I have been reading through the text in Romans chapter 14, and then, of course, been reading numbers of commentaries, and I've been especially leaning on Dr. Forline's commentary on Romans and some others, and just trying to get a general sense of the passage and trying to look through even how other folks have preached the passage to see what thoughts I can glean from them as well. And then doing some self-examination. I think in some ways I find myself to be the weaker brother in some areas. And so, but just a challenging passage about the necessity for unity within the church, even though we may not all be completely uniform in the sense that we're not all carbon copies of each other.
That's great. And we should really lay out what will happen that day. So that morning we have the Sunday school class. Then at 10:30, which is different in the past, the AM service has started at 11. This year it'll be at 10:30. We have that with Brother Chris Todd from South Carolina speaking. Then at 3 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, we have the second service that we've done like this, where we wash each other's feet. We have a feet washing service. And then when you speak about protecting our brother, we will have already partaken of communion. We did that this past year, such a sweet time. Mm-hmm. And probably it helps us to think about our Savior, think about what he's done, think about each other and being humble as we wash one another's feet. And then you're going to speak to us about protecting our brother. It's really an important message for the time and the day that we're living in right now.
Well, absolutely. I think we see so much division in the world. Honestly, if the things we're doing prior to that message can't put us in the frame of mind to be united, I can't think about anything more critical than celebrating the sacrifice of Christ and our responsibility as servants and humility. That should bring us together, and I'm just grateful for the opportunity to just share some truths from Romans 14 along those lines.
So you kind of alluded to that there, the things we do before a service, and we all know this as we go to church, and those of us who are pastors, we know that really the deck is set before the sermon begins. So what would you like for our listeners to do before to prepare for that message that evening?
Well, my prayer would be that we would pray that God would open our own ears and our own heart, that we would be receptive to what the Lord would have for us. And I know that's always our desire. Sometimes there are things that clutter our hearts and minds, but we pray that the Lord would keep away all hindrances and obstacles and that we'd be able to receive the engrafted word and receive what God has for us, that we could respond accordingly. And if there's ever been a time where we need unity, it's certainly in the days that we live.
Absolutely. And so as you're listening, you know right now our country is in turmoil, and really what you're talking about is, you know, how we try to be different. We try to be folks that protect our brothers and sisters in the Lord. And in doing that, really, Pastor Tim, we're different from the world, aren't we?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have a different spirit within us, for one, and that makes the greatest difference. The reality that that the Spirit of Christ dwells within us. The Holy Spirit guides and directs. We're governed by love, and so many others are governed more by their own liberty. You hear so much about my rights, and I think one of the things this passage centers on is it's not really about our rights; it's about our responsibility in Christ and to one another. And when we embrace our responsibility, we're not as concerned about our rights. When we operate in love, we're not concerned about our liberty. And so I think those are some critical issues.
Well said. And it sets us apart or makes us different as Christians, and truly does make us known by our love. So I'm listening. How can I support you as you prepare to deliver this message on Sunday evening there in Birmingham, Alabama?
Well, I'd appreciate your prayer. And then secondly, if I pass out during the message, you just come up and take right over for me, if you will.
I won't do that. And when I say that, I'm really speaking for our listeners, right? So we want all of our listeners. So you just gave an invitation, if you pass out, for a couple of thousand people to come up and just say, okay, he said for me to fill in here, right?
No shortage of preachers, right? No,
there won't be a shortage of preachers there, but we do want them to be praying for you as we approach, and we'll do that as well as we get ready to go to Birmingham, and just pray that we're really salt and light there, and that we're really coming away energized and prepared to impact our communities and our churches for the Lord.
Absolutely.
Well, let's say a prayer for you, Pastor Tim, and just pray that God blesses you, and we'll sign off for today, okay?
Yes, sir. Thank you, Dr. Moody.
Father, we do thank you for Pastor Tim. We are just thrilled to death to hear how they have celebrated him for his 20 years of service as the pastor at Northport. Continue to bless that church, continue to use them to impact the Northport community. And Lord, we're so glad he's taken the time to prepare and to be with us, Lord, at the National there in Birmingham, Alabama. Help him as he prepares. Help all of us as we listen to be impacted by the message. Let your Holy Spirit speak to us. And Lord, may we truly love our brothers and sisters in the Lord and do our best to protect them, Lord. It's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Tim, for joining us today. And thank you for what you're doing there in Alabama and for the greater cause of Christ, my friend.
Thank you, Dr. Moody, and appreciate your ministry and your leadership.
And we want to thank you who are listening with us today. We encourage you to take this podcast, share it with someone that might be interested, write a review if you're able to do that, wherever you get your podcast from. And remember, we truly are better when we work together. We're better together. Thank you for joining us today.